Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's David Nagel. Welcome to What's the Truth? Today, my guest is Lisa Boddenberg, all the way from California. And we're going to see how we can help her out and if we could give her some advice that'll make a difference in her life. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
My pleasure. Can you tell us what's your question? What's going on that we might be able to help you with?
So I was listening to one of your shows and you were talking about how I felt like you were just talking straight to me. I felt like it was, you know, why can't I seem to get out of my own way? What is it that I'm missing? What is the piece? I feel like I'm extremely successful and I am extremely successful in many different areas. And now that I'm an entrepreneur, there's this whole new world that's in front of me and I seem to be doing all of the right things. All of the boxes are being checked.
Okay.
And there's some sort of piece missing and I'm unsure what it is. No matter what I try, no matter how much I try to learn and fix myself or learn and fix the business or whatever the case, there seems to be some sort of obstacle that is in the way that is preventing me from reaching the amount of clients that I'm potentially able to help.
Okay. So one of the premises from what I teach people is that success is our birthright. We're born to be successful. And if a person has a difficult time believing that, try to take a step back from yourself for a moment and just look at life in general, nature in general. Everything lives to be a success. It doesn't live to be a failure. So if that's true, and I believe that that's true, then when we're struggling with something, one of two things is going on. We can break it down into one of two problems or a combination of both. Either we're ignorant to what the actual solution is from a cause and effect perspective, or we believe something that's not true. We actually believe in a lie that is preventing us from making new choices to get where it is that we want to go. And it's the damnedest thing because really from the moment that most of us are born until we become adults, we're inundated with teaching that is designed to do absolutely nothing but keep us safe. To keep us safe, to keep us secure, to basically go from birth to death without too many errors, too much pain, too many mistakes. And genetically, spiritually, that's not what we're designed to do. You know, we're, as far as we know, we're the highest form of life on the planet. We have an amazing intellect, the ability to think, the ability to bring in information that is already here in the universe and literally create whatever kind of life that we want. Our greatest power is our ability to choose, which is a creative power that allows us to create a life however we want it. So as in human culture, we've done magnificent, amazing things, both good and bad, by the way. Like you could see things at huge ends of each of the spectrums of what it is that we're capable to do. So the potential, that pure potentiality is already here for us. If we're not tapping into that, then there's something going on inside of us that is either from a place of ignorance or a lie that is not true. So give me a specific about where do you see your success or your business breaking down? Where is something not working specifically?
There's a disconnect between myself and the amount of reach that I have. I'm not business savvy. I never have been. I'm a doer. I'm a United States Marine. I am a USA boxer. I've broken incredible limits in my life, and I feel like I'm able to continue to do that in okay. all areas. And that's a really large driving factor of my business and what I'm doing.
Tell us what your business is.
So I run a company called Liberty Fitness. My goal is to help others accomplish their goals, no matter what they are, via physical fitness and nutrition. I firmly believe that fitness and nutrition are a foundation for our lives. And when you have that right, everything else in your life starts to fall into place.
Sure.
So helping high achievers become more successful, CEOs, executives, et cetera. I am especially passionate about the area of depression and suicide because it's something that I've been through. And fitness helped save my life. So giving permission to those high level execs and those CEOs that feel like they have all these people counting on them and they are not able to take care of themselves because it's a sign of weakness. So giving them permission to say like, hey, I need some help here. Just like they would say, hey, I need help with this Excel spreadsheet, and they would send someone to do it.
Right.
Same thing if they need help with their own personal life. So that's what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about speaking on it. I'm passionate about just reaching clients and helping them. And my company has been extremely successful with the clients that I have. So when clients come to me, they come to me for weight loss, and weight loss is easy. That is simple. Fat loss is like the back of my hand. I can help someone so simple and so easy. Get weight off and keep it off.
Okay.
That's easy. It's the amount of reach that I seem to have. I'm trying all different things. And I work with some incredible coaches. I've done the coaching online, in-person coaching. I've invested in myself. I've doing self-help courses, continuing to just always constantly striving to better myself and to learn both in school and outside of school.
Can you give me an idea of what your reach is now, or like the size of your business?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm a one man show with my business. Okay. My reach is primarily on social media. I have if my Instagram fluctuates between 11 and 12,000 followers. I have a large Facebook presence. I just recently started on LinkedIn. To reach that area as well. And then I felt like a lot of people on the East Coast, I was very well known in Baltimore. A lot of people knew me in my community just from being involved with several things. Then I have the Marine Corps community, which is global, all over. So that's one of the largest reasons I moved out to Los Angeles, was to tap into a new network of people and to pursue some personal goals as well.
Okay. And now are you basically wanting to get into the business world? You're wanting to reach CEOs, high achievers, that type of thing?
Yes. And I've been running this business for about a year and a half now.
Okay.
I'm not reaching the clients or getting the potential that I know I'm capable of. I'm an extremely humble individual. However, I'm very proud at what I do know. And I know that when I walk into the room, there's no one like me. I am Tony Robbins and Jillian Michaels combined. And there's nobody out there like that.
Okay. And when you do that, what is the reception of you? How do they receive you?
Oh, people love me.
So once you get in front of them, they love you, they get it. And do they buy at that point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can remember actually, when I first got into the fitness business, one of my managers started calling me Oprah, because every single person that would sit down with me would end up in tears, because it's an emotional sale. It's an emotional investment for them. You know, they're talking about changing their lives. So yeah, people love me. And I'm good at what I do. And I provide results, which are life-changing. It's not just, like I said, it's not just about losing fat. It's about life-changing results.
I get it. Yeah.
That has.
Okay. So let me ask you a couple of questions. With your outreach through social media and such, what is the message that you're currently communicating in those platforms?
I believe it's twofold. I communicate on depression and anxiety and that area, and talking about how you can heal yourself and how it's okay to talk about it. And then I also talk about fat loss and nutrition and how it's important and how easy it is to to change your lifestyle. So I teach a lot on my social media. The message is that it's okay if things aren't going right for you and there's a way out. And here's one avenue that worked really well for me and it can work well for you too.
Okay.
And teaching them how to do it.
Okay. The one suggestion that I would make right off the bat is that you really think about your target market, the people that you're going after. What do they specifically want that your product would cause them to get? Because one of the difficulties that a person may be having is they don't understand how the way that you're teaching fitness helps them achieve the end result that they're looking for. Like you said at the beginning of our interview, that when a person gets more fit, when they get more healthy, then it makes everything else in their life easier. I mean, that starts the process of making everything easier. They're stronger. Their head is more clear. They have more confidence in themselves. We know how that transitions out. But what is the problem that they're trying to solve that they don't know is related to or being caused by the fact that they're not in the best shape that they could be, or they're not eating the best that they could be?
Their problem is usually they just don't know how. They don't realize how simple it is. And that's my job. And
are you sure that that's what it is though? Because are they looking, so let me see if I can explain this differently. I understand that they don't know how, but are they aware that if they changed this, that this other thing would change in their life, this other problem that would change in their life, whether it's more energy or it is depression or it is their ability to move the needle forward in their company or in their life? Because my experience in helping people is that they have no idea the things that I teach are the core issue of what it is that's going on with their difficulty. They're looking for, how do I become more successful? How do I get more clients? How do I make more sales? How do I earn more money? How do I move that needle forward? And they have no idea that something going on with their own subconscious, something in their belief system is preventing them to get there. So what they look for is they're looking for solutions online. What's another strategy that I can employ in my marketing or my team or hiring a better team? And they're not connecting the dots between what the cause of that problem is and how to actually bring about the solution in their life. So that's what I'm asking. Like, what are they actually looking for where you could begin to interject your message and connect those dots for them? So they start thinking about, yes, I see why my not being as healthy as I could be is actually creating problem X, whatever problem X is.
I do believe most people know that. I do believe that the majority of individuals understand the connection. And if they don't, that's part of my job, is to make that connection and to teach them and show them that. But I also believe that even though if they know it, they're lazy. They don't want to put in the work to get the result. Right. So there's nothing I can do.
No.
I can motivate you. I can have Tony Robbins stand next to you for every workout. And if you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it.
Right. Or when he leaves the room, you won't do it.
Exactly. Right. So it doesn't matter how motivated you are or how much you know if you're not going to put in the work and not going to put in the effort.
Yeah. So your job is to find the people that are ready to change.
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
So do you have a podcast?
I do not.
I would start one immediately. Immediately. And I would use all of your social media to point everything that you're doing toward your podcast. Because the one thing that you said to me that sticks out very much is that when a person experiences you, they buy into you. They get you. They love your energy. They love your intelligence. They understand what it is that you're talking about. But it's very hard to communicate that in little clips on Instagram, for instance, or on LinkedIn. A podcast gives a person a way to experience you for a period of time and really start to think about what it is that you're talking about around the areas that you're an expert at, and then be drawn into wanting to do something with you. So we're going through a unique transformation in the media world right now where people are, they're inundated with too much information, but to the point where they don't know what to do with it and they don't know what to trust. So people that are doing this with podcasts, including myself, by the way, right? It was a huge transformation in my own company once I started doing a podcast, that I was reaching people that I never thought that I would reach, and it was giving them the ability to learn from me and think about things that I was talking about and see how that applies in their life. And then they started coming to me with like, would you help me fix this? Would you help me fix that? And we never marketed to them or reached out to them at all. It just started spreading by word of mouth. And then we started putting marketing dollars into having people actually go to the podcast. Like, here, go check this out. It's free. There's no commitment. I don't try to sell you anything on the podcast. I'm just there to try to educate you. And if I'm your flavor for the day, then you could come check out my website or other things that I'm doing. And then we can have a conversation from there. But they get to experience me in the way that I teach, the way that I talk, what I believe in, and what my ideas are. And I think that that would be a fantastic way for you to get your message across and actually have it start growing into something that is much larger than you, than what it is that you're doing right now. Another reason for this is because how many fitness people are trying to get that message out to the same group of people on social media? There's a million of them. They're everywhere. You guys are all over the place, right? How do they know about the difference between you and somebody else? It's unless somebody recommends you or they stumble across your feed at some point, they're not going to know. And even on top of that, you still have to have the marketing dollars to run ads on those platforms in order for them to be able to see you. The great thing about a podcast is that it doesn't cost a lot of money to do it. You could start doing it right from your house. It's not difficult at all. With just a little bit of technology, and you can start getting that information out to a broad market, and you can start getting the people that you want to look at it to look at it where they can get more information and be excited about what it is that you're doing. And you can also do it with video because, and I think it would be good for you to do with video because it helps communicate your energy to that market that you're looking to touch in a way that you can't do it just one-on-one.
I think that's an awesome idea. I never thought about it. I would absolutely look into it and try to start that. The only fear that I have immediately is I have so many different things. Do this, do that, try this, try that. I feel like I'm one funnel away from the next thing, you know, just so.
When you say funnels, do you actually mean like marketing funnels? Is that what you're talking about?
I literally just purchased ClickFunnels so I could try to do that, you know.
So let me tell you something. You know who Gary Vaynerchuk is?
The name doesn't sound familiar.
Okay, I would look up Gary Vaynerchuk if I was you, right? So I know Gary. Gary has coached me on my own business to some degree. I've learned a lot from him over the last couple of years. I've known about him forever. But he's cracked a code in something that most people, it was like bewildering their mind. Like, how do we actually use social media and things like podcasts to move the needle in our business significantly? And he's probably the expert in the world in actually doing this. I was struggling a few years ago with the exact same problem that you're having. Funnels were no longer working. They worked for quite a period of time. They actually did well, and you always need a funnel to some degree. But the question is, what is going to put people into your funnel? And your greatest asset is your energy and the connection that you make with people, whether it's on video or it's in person. You're not going to do that with a funnel. You can do it with a podcast and you can do it with video. And if you do that, they will go to whatever your funnel is and start moving down into your buying process because they're interested in you and there's no resistance. Like there's no gate that they have to pass that says, hey, this person's trying to sell me something, right? Because what you're doing is you're giving your best stuff away for free, but what they really want is the personal contact from you to be able to do something and move forward. It goes against what most people today believe and are teaching in marketing, but I promise you it works. Ever since I've learned it, I've been doing it, it's transformed my business. And the people that I've been teaching it to, it's transforming their business overnight because it is we're so savvy about sales today that we recognize a funnel immediately. We recognize when somebody's trying to pitch something or get us on their email list or whatever it is that you're trying to get people to get, you know, buy into to get more information. Click here, get more information. With a podcast, it's not like that. So a person's going for the information, they're getting the information, and because there's no barrier to entry on the podcast, they then look for you like, okay, I want to know more about what she has to do. Is this really resonating with me? And now they're in the process because they want to be in the process, not because we used some trick to try to get them to click through to something else. Funnels are dying. Everywhere I go to speak, I talk to people, they're dying on the vine with funnels because everybody's doing the same thing, trying to find out what is the trick to get them to click or to sign up for something. And at the moment that you start doing that, people start running away.
Yeah. And I really like the way that you talk about it. Cause I agree. I can see myself, you know, scrolling on social media and clicking something that grabs my attention immediately. I'm like, oh man, I'm in a funnel, right? Not even knowing that it's a funnel.
Yeah.
But just knowing just the wording and everything. And that's the exact opposite of who I am and what I'm trying to do, you know? So just trying to serve other people and help other people seems counterintuitive to using a funnel to try to get somebody to click something.
Absolutely. Because if you don't, like, it's all about, can I grab their attention in 30 seconds? Now, how do I keep their attention? Because I'm still constantly trying to move them down the ladder or down the funnel into the buying process. The podcast gives a person the ability to learn from you, get to know you, and then want to buy from you. I'm telling you, I swear to God, it has changed everything that I ever thought about the way marketing works. And I started researching this a little over 2 years ago because I teach people how to build businesses. Everywhere I was going, they were running into the same problem. Their front-end lead generation was dying on the vine. And I'm like, what is going on here? Why is this not working? So I said, who do I know where they're not having a problem with this? And I instantly thought of Gary, because Gary was growing his front end massively. And I was watching what he was doing. I called up their office. I went over to their office, me and my CEO, and we've been up there twice now. We spent a couple days there, and we're actually going to go and see him in a few weeks in LA. And he showed me everything as far as what they were doing. And he said, what is working for you right now the best? I said, in a weird way, it's the podcast and we're not doing anything with it. Like, it was just something I wanted to try. He's like, push all the marketing to the podcast and don't try to sell anything from the podcast and they will come to you. He said, it's counterintuitive, but when you understand that everybody is trying to get everybody else in their funnel, you'll see why it works. And it has been the biggest quantum leap in my business probably in 10 years by actually doing that. And I'm putting out really good information on that podcast. Like, I'm trying to give the very best information that I can and keep getting better at it. And in no way do we try to sell anybody there at all. It's just all about service. How can I be the best for this client? Some people it helps just from the podcast. Like, we get people that say, I increased my business by $2 million just listening to your podcast. And we get other people that actually come to live events or call the company and they want coaching or a VIP day or something else because they listen to the podcast. And we ask them, how did you find out about us? We found out about you through the podcast. They didn't click in any funnel anywhere in order to get to us. So it's something that is proving to work very, very well. And right now is like this sweet spot in history where if you build it and you get known, you're going to be at the top of the heap when it comes to saturation, which will eventually happens with everything, right? It happens with social media. It happens with everything. It happens with funnels, right? It's just too damn saturated. That's why it's not working anymore. So that is seriously my suggestion for you. You have the energy. You have the intelligence. You have the backstory. You have the ability to influence individuals. And I seriously recommend that you start doing that.
Yeah, it sounds the way that you're talking about it. I don't know if I've ever actually thought about it that way. Do you feel like everyone's starting a podcast right now? Does that seem like
a lot? There are. Yeah, there are. But here's the thing: most people don't know what they're doing with them. They don't know why they're doing what they're doing. A lot of people truly just suck. Not everybody is actually good at it. You know what I mean? Like, we're all not good at the same thing. I'm good at video. I'm good in the written word. I'm good in live events. And I'm good with, in various different teaching aspects. You're obviously very good in the live area. So the closest thing to that, other than being on somebody else's stage, you know, talking about what you do, is getting yourself out with the podcast. Here's the great thing. You get yourself out with that podcast, you start doing that, people will start referring you to each other. They'll be like, you need to check her out. You need to check her out. That's how mine grew in the beginning. We had no idea how it was growing, and it was just growing and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Only now are we actually putting marketing behind it to help, you know, to help fuel that growth. But it did it organically on its own. There's other people, their podcast isn't doing anything, but when you look at it, they're not any good at what they're doing. So they just either they need to realize they don't have a gift there, or they need to learn how to get better at doing it. You're already good in person. You're amazing in person. You've got that energy. So as long as you can bring that and it transfers over, which I totally think it will, your energy is transferring over here right now. I can totally feel your energy.
Good.
Then I think that it'll work. It'll absolutely work just fine.
Wonderful. It's thank you for that. I will absolutely.
You're totally welcome.
Absolutely. It's funny because the whole reason that you and I are sitting here talking today was exactly why it happened exactly the way that you just explained why I should start a podcast. I moved out to Los Angeles and I was out to brunch with some friends. And I met James and Emily, who run I Heart My Life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And James ended up telling me about your podcast, which I've never listened to a podcast my entire life. So I started listening to it. Down the road, a few weeks later, I end up house sitting for them while they're in London. I'm listening to your podcast as I'm washing dishes in their kitchen. And that's the episode that you started talking, and I responded to that, and now here we are. So, but just by word of mouth and by the way, the universe wants everything to work out. So
absolutely.
It's proof right there.
Yep. Absolutely. And you would not believe every day I have people tell me the exact same thing. That's how they found me, because somebody else told them about the podcast and it helped them. And we get emails every day, people that are transforming their lives and their business just from the information that's on the podcast, which I couldn't be happier about, because that's my whole mission in life is to help people. So it doesn't matter whether they work with me or not. What matters is that they, you know, they resonate with somebody that's going to help them do something. And you have that kind of a personality. So I would, you know, I'm very rarely am I wrong about these things when I give somebody advice. I've been doing this for a long time. I seriously think that you would be a big hit if you did that. And the other thing that I think is look for places where you can go speak live on another person's stage where your target audience is in the room. I built my whole career, the first 15 years of my career, doing that specifically, really speaking on other people's stages, because that's where I shine the most. That's where my gift is at its best, is when I'm on a stage in front of an audience. So that's the way that I built my business. And it's also the fastest way to get in front of your target audience, is because you specifically know that they're in that room. The other great thing about it is that generally they're spending money to be in that room, right? They're spending money, they're spending time. So that tells you that they're willing to invest in their own personal development, you know, to be better in their life, which is exactly what it is that you're looking for. Also keep in mind, the podcast is also a long-term, it's a long-term strategy, right? It does take a little bit of time to build it. It will work. You can use all of your social media stuff to point directly to the podcast once you get it going. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised as to how your business explodes.
I think that's, it's incredible. It's opening new ideas. My mind is already turning. I just think I'm excited just hearing you talk about it, just because like yourself, that's, I thrive when I'm able to speak to people. I do a lot of public speaking. I go to schools and speak. I go, I've spoken to professional baseball teams to help them. So any chance I get to speak to people, is incredible, because ultimately, you know, my mission and my goal, if we can just talk about it, even if somebody isn't ready to take action, just being able to talk about it can help someone get the tools in order to save their life.
Yeah.
So it's worth it. You know, all the time and the effort and the back on the back end, you know, it's worth it. It always will be, because there will always be at least one person whose life you can absolutely change.
Yeah, definitely. And so then once you start the podcast and then people start coming to like your website to check you out, right? That's where your funnel comes into play. So at that point, you want to hit them with a retargeter ad, so that what it does is that it then keeps you in front of them to help them move into the funnel to make a decision. The great thing about it, though, is that they came to you. You didn't chase them down and try to bash them over the head and say, hey, pay attention to me, buy from me. They're already sold on you at that point. And then, but the retargeter ad gets them in the funnel at that place. And we've seen list growth. We've seen income growth. We've seen growth everywhere just by doing that strategy.
Yeah, this is great. And I'm pleasantly surprised, because I've done my research and I was kind of worried, you know, like, I'm like, man, is this going to be Date with the Dark Side, like packed into a 30-minute session with you? I'm like, am I really that messed up that I'm sabotaging my own business as my, you know? And I'm very, very grateful that the information and how you're helping me today is physical. It's something tangible.
Tangible. Yeah, it's tangible. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mix both. Like it really depends, you know, like I said, it's either something a person believes in that's a liar or it's ignorant. So it's not always an emotional or a subconscious issue. It could be that you just don't know what you don't know. And if you can get that information, you can run and run with it and get it working. Other people have issues where they can't do that. Like a lot of people that are on podcasts, they're actually like emotionally, they have a big wall in front of them that says, don't see me, because they're vulnerable inside, or they've got trauma or some other issue going on where they actually don't want people to see them, and their podcast will not do well if they have that going on. So that is like a Date with Your Dark Side person. That's a person that needs to work through those issues in their life and learn those tools so that they can then be on video or on stage or whatever, be 100% authentic in their greatness. And then they'll start selling and people will be attracted to them. But I don't see that with you. So I think if you do this, I think you're great.
I love it. I can't wait. Are we ready to start?
Ready? Yeah. Yeah. Do it.
Amazing.
Are you good?
Yes, sir. And thank you for your time today. I really appreciate this. The effective and the quick response once I reached out, and just the way that everything went was smooth and easy and incredible. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to just sit here and chat with you today.
Well, I'm grateful that you inquired. So you go get them. All right, everybody. This was a pretty amazing What's the Truth. And I think that Lisa's going to do amazing things. If you like the episode, if you would like a chance to be on What's the Truth, text TRUTH to 469-447-7775. And we'll catch you guys later. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.